Grace, mercy, and peace to you as we celebrate this Thanksgiving holiday. I know you've heard me say this before, but I'll say this again. I think we don't thank God enough. That even in our prayers of the church, we tend to forget to give thanks, and we just rattle off our list of our needs and of our wants. One of the main reasons that we should come to church on a regular basis is to give thanks. And on this evening, in the spirit of the Thanksgiving holiday, we make giving thanks to God our first priority. But that begs the question, shouldn't we make giving thanks to God our top priority every day? The Bible reminds us, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. But that's easier said than done when the kids are sick, the car breaks down, and the furnace needs replacing. We very quickly switch from thanking to complaining. Life can be hard. There's no denying that. And giving thanks during those hard times is not denying the troubles of life. And no one knows that better than St. Paul. St. Paul endured great hardship, but he still was able to give thanks. Consider these verses when St. Paul says, five times I received at the hands of the Jews 40 lashes less one. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked, a night and a day adrift at sea, on frequent journeys in danger from rivers, danger from robbers, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many a sleepless night, in hunger and thirst, often without food, in cold and exposure. And apart from many other things, there is the daily pressure on me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak and I am not weak? Who is made to fall, and I am not indignant. From 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 29. Well, that sounds pretty awful, right? I think I'd be tempted to curl up in the corner somewhere in a little ball. But not Paul. He goes on to say, by the grace of God, if I must boast, I will boast in the things of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is blessed forever, knows that I am not lying. Paul doesn't run or hide, try to hide his weaknesses and his bad situations. He doesn't see them as a punishment or damaging to his faith. He continues to call God blessed forever. He continues to live in thankfulness and praise to God. All the bad stuff in his life that he endured does not compare in the least to the great goodness of God. And that reminded me of another story from Scripture from the book of Acts, chapter 16, when Paul and Silas were in prison. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all of the doors were opened, and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw the prison doors were opened, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in. Trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them at the same hour of the night and washed their wounds. And he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them. And he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. From Acts chapter 16. This narrative from Acts shows us what it is like to be filled with thankfulness and praise, even in the hard times. For Paul and Silas, it led to them to sing songs of praise that even their fellow prisoners could hear. Then when their chains were released, their thankfulness to God led them to reach out to their fearful jailer, who was on the verge of killing himself, but who really wanted what Paul and Silas had. He wanted to know the Jesus that they were singing about. He wanted to be saved. Paul and Silas preached the good news of Jesus to that jailer, and him and his family were baptized. The jailer was so thankful that he invited Paul and Silas over for dinner at his house, and with all of his family gathered around. Does that sound familiar? That was a Thanksgiving dinner, if there ever was one. Thankfulness and praise to God can be shown in so many different ways. Many examples can be seen in the life of Jesus. The people of God waited thousands of years for their Savior. And then when Jesus came at just the right time, as the Bible says, the angels in heaven rejoiced along with the shepherds on the hillside, the wise men from the east, and Simeon and Anna in the temple. They all waited through troubled times and gave thanks with their whole hearts when Jesus arrived. Many people returned thanks and praise when they were healed by Jesus, including the leper from the gospel reading for this evening, who returned and fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Our thankfulness and praise to God should be the same as we receive this gift of Jesus and the blessings that Jesus brings. Jesus himself endured great suffering on the cross before he died on Good Friday. But when he rose on the dead from on Easter morning, the rejoicing began with the angels at the tomb, Mary and the other women who saw Jesus alive, and also the disciples who were in the upper room when Jesus appeared, and the Emmaus disciples who walked with Jesus and broke bread with them. Our thankfulness and praise should mirror theirs as we rejoice in the fact that Jesus is present with us now, like he said he would be, that he forgives our sins through his death and his resurrection, and that he is preparing a place for us in heaven where we will live with him forever. The story of Jesus is called good news for a reason. It truly is a good thing, the best thing that could ever happen to us. Being forgiven and loved and saved by Jesus is something for us to treasure forever and never take for granted. Our place in God's family through Jesus is a reality that should never be forgotten. As we sit around that Thanksgiving table with our family and with our friends. In fact, our holiday feasts here on earth are just a small foretaste of the feast that is to come and the banquet in heaven that's been foretold for us in Isaiah chapter 25, verse 6. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food, full of marrow, of aged wine, well refined. And what a day that will be, when we will all be gathered around the table of the Lord with all the saints that have gone before us. But until that time, we wait. And we rejoice even though we live in a world full of sin. We wait and we rejoice because we know what's coming. Jesus will return and will take us home with him. We wait and rejoice because Jesus has defeated sin and death forever. And there is nothing that can change that. We live in the time between the two comings of Christ. But we have nothing to fear because the story has already been written. And we know the ending. We live happily ever after with Jesus. But in the meantime, we have our lives to live, our ups and our downs, our good times and our bad times, our successes and our failures, our relationships with our families and our friends and our neighbors, our classmates and our co-workers, our jobs, our careers, our hopes and our dreams. We bring them all to the table, the Thanksgiving table. We lay our stories before God and before one another, and we give thanks to God for it all. It's who we are. It's who God made us to be. We can be thankful for the journey God has given to us, to be able to come to Him in this place and at this time, and to be with these people. We are part of God's plan and part of God's story. Thankful to have His endless love and His endless grace poured out on us from above. So let's lift up our hearts. Lift up our hearts this day, Thanksgiving Day. And along with Paul, say, thank you, God. Thank you for it all. Amen.